The Celtics' season ended last night, and it was not a pretty conclusion. They dropped Game 5 of the Eastern Conference Finals to the Cleveland Cavaliers, 135-102, in a game that was never really close. And then the Celtics were eliminated from the postseason. With a look at the Celts' playoff run and what lies ahead, we're joined this morning by WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer, who was at last night's game. Hi, Shira.
Good morning, Deborah.
So let's talk about what happened last night. Celtics trailed at one point by 39 points. They lost by 33 points. What happened?
Well, they were never really in it. They were down by as many as 21 points in the first quarter, and they just couldn't make it competitive. Brad Stevens, their coach, said it was basically the Celtics playing haphazard. Some really fundamental problems, offensive mistakes led to defensive miscues, and the Cavaliers took advantage the whole game long. But I think despite the season-ending blowout, Stevens felt good about the season as a whole. Here's what he said after the game.
As I told our guys, we made a lot of great strides, but this pain is part of the path to what we ultimately want to be.
And what the Celtics ultimately want to be is where the Cavaliers are right now. Hopefully that's someday soon, that, you know, they are hopefully headed to an NBA Finals. But for now, the Celtics got a real up-close, first-hand look at what it takes to be an elite Finals-level team in the NBA.
And how did the fans at the Garden react last night, Shira?
Well, listen, these are Celtics fans, and I think they recognized, you know, what the Celtics had accomplished this season, the strides that they had made. They gave them a standing ovation at the end despite the blowout, and they were chanting, "Let's go, Celtics." So I think they got it.
And how about in the Celtics locker room after the game?
Not a happy place to be, as you might expect. The team was disappointed. It was muted. But honestly, it was not the kind of shell-shocked dejection that I've seen in other locker rooms after a tough loss and elimination from the playoffs. Listen, while they were the number one seed in the East, everybody expected the finals to be a rematch between the Cavaliers and the Warriors. And, you know, taking a game from the Cavaliers on the road in Cleveland without, you know, star point guard Isaiah Thomas was a big, big accomplishment for this year's Celtics. So that's something they can build on. And now we're going to have the finals that everybody expected.
And so let's talk about the Cavaliers for a second. Record-setting night for LeBron James.
Yeah, it was a real historic night for James. Late in the third quarter, he hit a three-pointer and passed none other than Michael Jordan to become the all-time leading scorer in playoff history. He's got 5,995 points and counting. And here's what he said after the game about the accomplishment.
I did it just being me. I don't have to score the ball to make an impact in a basketball game. And that was my mindset. You know, when I started playing the game, I was like, if I'm not scoring the ball, how can I still make an impact on the game?
Some other impressive numbers for LeBron James. He'll be making his seventh trip to the finals. That's his seventh straight trip to the finals. And this will be the third consecutive finals matchup between the Cavaliers and the Golden State Warriors.
And the finals begin Thursday in Oakland. But for the Celtics, what about them? What's next for them?
Well, in the immediate future, there's the draft. The Celtics hold the number one pick, so they've got to decide what to do with that, how they'll use it, who they might use it on. And beyond that, Danny Ainge, president of basketball operations for the Celtics, has a lot of big decisions to make about personnel this offseason. What they want to get out of free agency trades, you know, what they want to do with players contract-wise that are already on the team. So we could be looking at a few new names on the roster for next season.
WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer on what's a sad morning for Celtics fans today. Thanks for being with us this morning, Shira.
Thanks for having me.